What do these New York State laws say about consent? As a general rule, New York State privacy laws require patient consent to share information. A consent or authorization form that would normally be valid under HIPAA may not satisfy every New York State privacy law. It's just important to note, because we spent a lot of time talking about what, you know, consent really means under HIPAA when it requires it. It's a written document. It's actually called an authorization. It has a number of elements that it requires. Just note that a consent or authorization form that might satisfy HIPAA may not necessarily satisfy every New York State privacy law. So, for example, a consent to disclose HIV-related information must be specific and say that HIV-related information can be shared. So the HIPAA form that we looked at previously, someone could fill that out in an effort to authorize the disclosure of HIV-related information. But if that form isn't specific, and if that form doesn't say, I'm authorizing the disclosure of HIV-related information, it would fail under the state law requirements. Another thing to think about is that the mental hygiene law has also been interpreted as requiring specific consent as well. There's some debate about that, but the best practice is probably to be clear that that type of information is what's being considered for disclosure.